Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, where you start, I am the one
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
Amen. Praise be to God. Oel, which means kinsman redeemer. In Exodus 15:13 says, in your loving kindness, you have led the people whom you have redeemed, Oel. In your strength, you have guided them to your holy habitation. Oel, it is because of your loving kindness that we have received your redemption. Your heart is full of kindness and gentleness toward your people. Your thoughts toward me honor me with a love like nothing I have ever known. You esteem me with your grace and redemption. And for that, I praise you with all I am. I lift my voice to announce your goodness to all who will hear. I stand with a heart filled to the fullest with a hope that comes from knowing you as my faithful kinsman, redeemer. You have brought me with the blood of Jesus Christ and have led me to your holy habitation. Amen, amen, and amen. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him,
down on my knees I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him and hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
God. Oh well, how frequently I underestimate what you have done for me. You have surely redeemed me from the pit and set me on high in the presence of the Almighty. Yet I dismiss you in my thoughts or fill my time with things of lesser importance. You are the great and holy God who lives in a great and holy habitation. And yet, I remain in the confines of my own finite weaknesses too often when I cling to my surroundings rather than abide with you in yours. Forgive my selfishness in failing to acknowledge you as OL, my kinsman, redeemer, and everything that entails. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And it is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Improving Perception. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 103 and 8. And it says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. Amen. Praise God. So how do you view God? Do you see him as kind, holy, loving toward you? Or do you perceive him as harsh, judging, and unkind? Many believers buy into the idea that the Lord is cruel and unforgiving. Their stance before God is like that of a person who is about to be hit by someone who is much bigger and stronger. He or she cowers and cringes anticipating the blows that are coming. But why is this false perception of God so prevalent when he's so gracious, so graciously offered us salvation? Often it's because of persistent misconception about God's purpose and love. People don't understand why the Lord doesn't allow certain behaviors or give particular blessings. They translate that into vindictiveness and judgment rather than his protect care and desire to set us free. However, the antidote for this is to look into the face of our Heavenly Father. Because when we do, we find ourselves peering into his eyes, filled with overflowing love. When we know him through prayer and his word, we increase in our love for the one who gives us all things, including our most precious blessings. We discover the one who created us and continuously works to set us free. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, I praise you because you are always loving, wise, and good. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. And again, at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord.
A heart of worship. for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I will look unto the altar and the finisher of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I live for you.
I live for you.
For I have set the Lord always before me. Because you are on my right hand, I shall not be moved.
I bless your name.
Ever write a book I could ever read. in the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I've learned to
Amen. Learn to trust in the Lord. Praise be to God. Trust him at all times. OL, thank you for seeing me as I was, a sinner, unable to redeem myself. Just as Boaz saw Ruth as she gleaned in the field, you have seen me in my helpless state, and you approach me to secure my redemption. You did not leave me where I was, lost and alone. Because of your great grace, which rescued me from the enemy, I now have hope. Thank you for a new hope that gives me the courage to face each day with confidence in your redemptive power. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory
cause. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
and him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up in here.
For
let
them
rejoice.
Rejoice and shout unto
why? When you come to you're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
That again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto
him. The one you call him.
He's called us to triumph.
And we know we will rule in the end. Say it again.
Let the peace.
Let the peace.
Oh, lift him up.
Rejoice. Come on, someone shout.
And shout unto
him. Put the voice of triumph
in
us. Of his people. So God, as we lift your name, we lift you high on the earth. Let's do it together, all the sinners, all over the world.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Oh, God, yeah.
Lift him up.
That don't mind singing it.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it. Lift him up. God bless you.
O-L, which means kinsmen. Kinsman Redeemer. Will you walk with me so closely that I can tell you are there? Will you make me aware of your presence? You are my kinsman. Kinsman. Redeemer. Who has delivered me from a life of eternal pain? Help me to experience your redemption every day. Help me to discover the fullness of the abundant life that you came to secure and that you now offer me so freely through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Help me know the blessings of your redemption by showing me the beauty of your moment-by-moment grace. I love you, O.L. You are my family. You stick closer to me than a brother. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Oh, I wanna be more than an ordinary servant.
Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9. Amen? That's chapter 16, 1 Corinthians, verses 1 through 9. And it says, this chapter deals with the collection for Jerusalem. Amen? Now regarding your question about the money being collected for God's people in Jerusalem, you should follow the same procedure I give to the churches in Galatia. On the first day of each week, you should each put aside a portion of the money you have earned. Don't wait until I get there and then try to collect it all at once. When I come, I will write letters. I will write letters of recommendation for the messenger you choose to deliver your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems appropriate for me to go along, they can travel with me. Amen. Paul's final instruction, verse 5. I am coming to visit you after I have been to Macedonia, for I am planning to travel through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay a while with you, possibly all winter, and then you can send me on my way to my next destination. This time I don't want to make just a short visit and then go right on. I want to come and stay a while, if the Lord will let me. In the meantime, I will be staying here at Ephesus until the festival of Pentecost. There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. Praise be to God for the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Give me 1 minute.
Amen.
So here, amen, Paul was saying to the Christians in Jerusalem were suffering from poverty and famine. So Paul was collecting money for them. He suggests that believers set aside a certain amount each week and give it to the church until he arrived to take it on to Jerusalem. Paul had planned to go straight to Corinth from Ephesus, but he changed his mind. When he finally arrived, he took the gift and delivered it to the Jerusalem church. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. Lord, help us to remember that Jesus is not merely a person in a book, nor is he merely someone who lived and died. Help us rather to know that he is with us even though we cannot see him, and that through his gift of the Holy Spirit, He can warn us in our times of temptation and help us in our times of difficulties. May we realize that he is present as we bring our tithes and offerings. Help us to give because we love our Savior, not merely because we know he is aware of how much we give. May we, because we love him dearly, love the people whom he loves, even the whole world, including those who have not yet come into a saving relationship with the Savior. Bless this offering that it might be used to tell people everywhere the old, old story that is ever new. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. In both the Old and New Testament, we find that God is concerned about the collection. Failure to follow the scriptural plan for money to provide for the Lord's work brings on chaos. Every Christian, whether a pastor or some other church worker, should be interested in the offering. Six ideas are mentioned in this passage that each follower of Christ needs to grasp. Amen? Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 from the NIV. And it says, "Now about the collection for the Lord's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do." And my title for this message is Concerning the Collection. Amen? The period of the collection. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 2, and the NIV says, on the first day of every week, amen, the first day of every week, the day of worship and spiritual reparation is the time for worship and giving. In the Old Testament, it was the Lord's Sabbath. In the New Testament, it is the Lord's Day. Followers of the Lord Jesus are not to bring their offering to the house of the Lord merely at their own convenience, but as the Lord says. This period of time when Christians worship and giving provides for the needs of the kingdom work throughout the year. Amen. So if all of God's children gave only once a year, it could mean chaos to the financing of the Lord's work. The person of the collection. Amen? So we talked about the period, and now we're talking about the person. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 2, in the NIV, each one of you is the person. The Lord wants the giver, the Almighty God, to whom all things belong, does not need our money as such. What he wants is our whole selves. There is a real democracy in spiritual giving. People are not saved in masses, but as individuals. People also receive God's providential care and blessings as individuals and not in a mass. People are to give as individuals. Each one of us are responsible for giving our tithes and offerings. Every person should participate. Amen? Praise God. Now we're going to talk about the place of the collection. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 2, in the NIV, says, set aside a sum of money. Malachi 3 and 10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, and storehouse, as a biblical term, needs careful consideration in the Old Testament. It was the tabernacle or the temple. In the New Testament, it is the church. Amen? Praise God. The storehouse for Christians today is the church. Giving in and through the church is the best way to bring honor and glory to God. Giving to other things should be over and beyond what one gives through the church. Now we're going to talk about the portion of the collection. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 2, in the NIV says, in keeping with your income. So basically, this is the tithe, is your income. The tithe, 10%, is the most equitable standard of giving. The tithe is to be brought to the storehouse. The portion is as God has prospered. Amen? God said to give 10% of your earning, which is not very much, compared to what God has given us. Now we're going to talk about the purpose of the collection. So in 1 Corinthians 16 and 2 in the NIV says, so that when I come, no collection will have to be made. So Paul is telling us that each week we put 10% of our earnings aside for tithes and offerings. So when he comes to collect the tithe. They don't have to give it all at one time. They, each week you put aside a sum of your money. Amen. Giving should be done in order. This is an ordinary and systematic way of giving, rather than spasmodic giving according to one's whims. Malachi 3:10, giving should be done so that the Lord's work can be carried on according to his plan. Amen. To God be the glory. Now we're going to talk about the protection of the collection. In 1 Corinthians 16:3, where in the NIV says, the men you approve. Amen? So let's see what 3 says. Paul is saying, when I come, I will write letters of recommendation for the messengers you choose to deliver your gift to Jerusalem. Amen? So that means the men you approve. Christian people should have a system for handling God's money. This applies to the collecting and the counting of the money. It also applies to a church budget. There should be honesty in the administration of the money. Amen? So, the good examples of other Christians and churches should rouse us. It is good to lay up in store for good uses. Those who are rich in this world should be rich in good works. In Titus 6:17-18, the diligent hand will not make rich without the divine blessing. 1 Peter 10:4-22, and what more proper to stir us up to charity to the people and children of God than to look at all we have as his gift. Works of mercy are real, fruits of true love to God, and are therefore proper service on his own day. Ministers are doing their proper business when putting forward or helping works of charity. The heart of a Christian minister must be towards the people among whom he has labored long and with success. All our purposes must be made with submission to the divine providence, James 4:15. Adversaries and opposition do not break the spirits of faithful and successful ministers, but warm their zeal, and inspire them with fresh courage. A faithful minister is more discouraged by the hardness of his heart, of his hearer's heart, than the backsliding of professors, than by the enemies at attempt. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, And my conclusion is this. Scriptural giving is a distant mark of a Bible-believing Christian. It is my plea that you will follow God's plan in this matter. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me concerning the collection. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And it doesn't stop there. All you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To further your walk, your Christian walk. Praise be to God. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will continue to play out our inspirational music. All belongs to you.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say, come on,
will celebrate the arms of God.
Praise.
Amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible. So may God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Again, good night. We love you and shalom. And we will leave out on For Your Glory by Paul Morton.
want you to lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him now.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.